From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
Wednesday night here on Sports Talk with Jock. This is the night we like to focus in on a member of the Calgary Stampeders, either from the coaching staff or from the team. And it's a real pleasure tonight to be joined by one of the top receivers in the Canadian Football League. He is known for Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I'm talking about the end zone. Eric Rogers joining us tonight on the program. Hey, Eric, long time no speak. How you doing and how you handling this whole COVID world we're in?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. This COVID thing is going. It's kind of throwing a wrench in our plans and my plans. I'm supposed to be up there and getting ready for the season, but you know I'm at home and just waiting out to hear some good news. Hopefully soon.
Well, we're all hoping for that for sure, and it is, you know, it really became real for me earlier this this month when training camps were supposed to open. We're supposed to be getting ready for a preseason game against the Saskatchewan Roughriders this weekend. So there's no other way to say it, but it sucks, you know, because we want to be playing sports, but we also, you know, want everybody to be in a safe and healthy environment too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think we all share that same kind of statement.
Yeah, true enough. So I got to ask you, Eric, what are you doing to stay in shape during this time? Because you're not like Adam Big Hill and pulling any trucks or anything, are you?
No, I mean my game is not really a brute force. It's more of a finesse, more of a stride down the field and try to get open, use my length and size to catch a couple of touchdowns here and there. So really for me, it's just about, you know, staying flexible, rehabbing some, you know, minor tics I had last year and, you know, big injuries that I had in the years past, just staying on top of those. And then, when I know a for sure date, then I'm able to, ramp it up a little bit more for a season potentially.
Well, true enough. I'm not sure what the guidelines are in California where you are right now, but you know, here in Calgary, you know, the playing fields haven't even been open. You can't even share a ball with anybody, so you can't go out even and throw a football with a friend. You know, from that perspective, they're starting to ease a little bit. Are you able to actually go play some catch with some buddies or anything?
Well, the hardest part, as well as having a viable quarterback. You know, there's some guys that are, you know, a drive away, but then you have to drive all the way over there,
right?
You know, so if, you know, pretty much everyone's pretty much on, you know, some kind of mini restrictions, although the traffic is definitely picking up in around the LA area. So a lot more things are opening up slowly, I believe. So I think I will be definitely throwing the ball a lot more once I know a for sure date. And then, you know, more people are moving around. I'm able to make, you know, those longer drives down to San Diego and down to LA and things of that nature.
Well, you're exactly right. And you're seeing more traffic here in Calgary as well. You know, of course the days are getting nicer and, you know, summer is right around the corner. So that's obviously a positive thing. And, you know, we got the news from the Canadian Football League today that, you know, for local athletes, you know, that they're starting to open some training facilities. Winnipeg is opening theirs on Thursday. Still haven't got the approval here in Calgary to open the Stampeders facility, but that protocol is in place with Alberta Health right now. They're hoping that happens. So baby steps, right? Right, Eric?
Yeah, definitely baby steps. You got to crawl before you stand up and walk. Get back to little effort.
I got to ask you, are you staying in touch with a lot of your teammates? You know, just how's the communication going with everybody?
You know, nowadays, a lot of people, unless they're like really, really close friends, I do have a couple close friends that I met up in the CFL that I get on the phone with and speak with. But a lot of communication between teammates that you're very, very, you consider your friend, but you don't pick up the phone to call them, you know? So a lot of communication with those type of teammates we have during on social media, like in direct messages and back and forth, you know, how you doing, or we make a joke with them about, you know, what they posted or something like that. So that's how we kind of keep in touch. I have spoken with our player rep, Jamar Wall, a lot more this offseason just to keep up to date, as well as some other things that we're doing for our future after football. There's some things that the CFL has partners with that guys can take advantage of if they're interested in, like a CFL Academy type thing where we can get certain training for, you know, fire department, fire training, things of that nature. So I spoke with him about that, and him and Riley. I just spoke with Riley a little bit about that. So, I mean, I speak with Frank Beltre, my old roommate. I speak with Lamar, who's a good friend of mine, even though he's not on the team anymore. So I keep in touch with a couple guys, for sure.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Eric, because I had Rob Maver on, and he's also one of your player reps, and he said, you know, some veteran players, some older players, you know, they're probably, you know, really seriously thinking about, you know, what's going to happen after football now, because we don't know if this season is going to take place. And I know your focus right now is getting back on the field and playing, but you got to start thinking about that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm been thinking about it. I'm definitely going to start something, get the ball rolling in the next couple of days, just to see, just to set myself up for, because, you know, the process I'm trying to go is, it takes a little while, so it doesn't just happen right off the jump. So I thought about retiring after the 2018 Grey Cup. So, but now, you know, right now I played a successful 2019, besides the last game being hurt and missing that game. So I definitely cannot go out like that. So even if the season is canceled, I would definitely be more inclined to play again next year and then take it year by year, really. So I definitely can't retire off of a canceled season and missing a playoff game. So that's not going to sit well with me.
I hear you, and Stampeder fans are very happy to hear that. Now, you talk a little bit about that knee injury, and of course we know your history. Has the break been good from that standpoint? Are you like 100% healthy, raring to go?
Yeah, I feel really good. Last year was really, really, really good for my knee. It was way better than I expected after the 2018 season. So I was definitely pleased and definitely excited about how my leg was feeling last year. And now it's feeling, you know, even more like it's his usual self. And I'm able to get down in positions, certain positions that I wasn't able to, as far as like squatting down, looking for stuff underneath a sink. I changed the sink faucet without much pain. I was able to look for stuff deep in the cabinets that I was, you know, had a hard time getting into a couple years ago. So I can definitely see the improvements with that. And, I'm able to jump around and play with my two daughters. So, it's a lot better, and the quality of life is a lot more accustomed to what I was used to before the injury. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Well, you know, if there's any positive, you know, to this world we're now living in, and I think you just nailed it. And so many players have said the same thing. You get to spend more quality time with your family. I know Corey Mace was saying, you know, that it was fantastic. And lots of guys do have, you know, the families and the kids. And I guess you got to make a positive out of a negative in this. And family is so important. And I know Dave Dickinson really does stress family.
Yes, definitely. You can always take some positive out of experience that you go through, even if they are bad. So my daughter, you know, she was in kindergarten, and they, you know, had to stay out of school for the last 2 or 3 months. We're pretty much homeschooling them, just doing packets and things of that nature. They have Zoom calls. So you spend a lot more time with, you know, with your little ones than, you know, otherwise wouldn't be able to. So it definitely helps. And I have a 1.5-year-old as well. And just seeing her grow, seeing her develop, she's starting to say a lot more words now. So it's exciting in that nature that I'm able to see those things that I otherwise probably would have missed if I was, you know, up, get ready for a season.
That's so true. You know, if there is a season, the commissioner has basically said it's going to be in September, and, you know, they've moved the Grey Cup already. You know, the home team will host the Grey Cup if we have this season. How do you feel about that format? Are you good with an 8-game season? I guess you go back to college football, you play a 10-game season, right?
Yeah, I would assume if they're able to schedule, you know, everyone plays each other one time. So that means everyone has a chance of having the best record in order to, you know, potentially host the Grey Cup if they're fortunate to make it there. I would think it's, you know, it's better than nothing. I for sure would say that. Mm-hmm. And as far as the Grey Cup being moved to December, you know, it's going to be very, very cold. And Calgary in December will be extremely cold. And I would have liked it if they said, like, you know, Grey Cup for sure be in Vancouver or something like that. That's indoors, and it'll just be a lot. You know, I mean, whatever it is, I'll take. But you know, I would assume that, you know, they would push it to like an indoor facility, to where more, you know, fans can possibly go if everything's good by then, as well as you can have the best, you know, game and the best team win rather than, you know, super a lot of snow or, you know, a lot of rain or whatnot. And then fans won't be able to enjoy the game because they'll be freezing their butts off and stuff, things of that nature. But it is what it is. And when it comes to that, I'm sure no one will be complaining about it as long as there's some football.
I hear you. Hey, before I let you go, I follow you on Twitter, and I know you were you watched The Last Dance. Obviously, you were an MJ guy because I think your coach Dave Dickinson, he was a Patrick Ewing guy, but he still watched The Last Dance as well. Was it a true portrayal? Have you ever had a teammate like Michael Jordan who was so intense like that?
I'm a Kobe guy. I was too young to see the MJ. So Kobe's
your boy.
Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my guy. He reminds me a lot of how MJ played. They move pretty similar. They practice. They have that, you know, win at all cost mentality. Have I ever had a teammate like that? I mean, I don't think I ever had a teammate that, was that great and that demanding at the same time where they, I don't think I ever had a teammate like that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. How do you think you would react to something like that? I guess if the guy's the GOAT, it's different, isn't it?
I'm a very sore loser. I had to learn at a young age. My mom, she had to teach me to be a better. I was a poor sport. I was when we were losing, I wasn't very kind to my teammates. I was always one of the better guys on the team, so my mom had to always talk to me about, you know, everyone can't do what you can do, or you can't expect everyone to be as good as you at certain things. So you can't, like, bring them down as much. You got to lift them up, you know, help them, you know, reach their potential. So that's kind of opposite of what MJ was going, but he did make them, you know, kind of uplift them a little bit to play a little bit better. Obviously, they won't be able to get to the level that he was at. But, I definitely had to learn at a young age to be a better sport, and a better teammate. My mom helped me with that a lot.
That's what mums are all about, no doubt. So what's your go-to now that the Last Dance is over? Are you watching anything else?
You know, I watch YouTube clips, and it's usually just suggestions that pop up on my, you know, whatever I watched recently. So
okay.
I watch a lot of podcasts, obviously, of Last Dance. Stories of MJ, stories of Kobe, Skip and Shannon, Undisputed pops up on there sometimes. And then some cooking videos and steaks and stuff of that nature. Just a little bit of everything. And then I play video games. I play Apex. And then, moving forward, I'm going to be doing a lot more firefighting thing, training and stuff. I'm going to start a course online and try to get that ball rolling.
Hey, you know what? Good luck with that, and we've seen so many players go down that path, and it's great. And glad to hear that you're not ready to pack it in yet and come back for another season when we have that season. Eric, this has been fun talking to you, man. I really appreciate it. You have a great night and stay healthy, and hopefully your family stays safe and healthy as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and stay safe and healthy.
He certainly will. Eric Rogers of your Calgary Stampeders, a great football player. I'm sure he'll be a great firefighter as well. And you know, very smart. He knows that the clock is ticking. He knows that he can't play football forever, and he wants to set himself up for life after football. And that's certainly what he's going to do, as he is going to go into some firefighting training. And doesn't want his CFL career to end like it did last year, missing that playoff game with an injury. He wants to come back, and he says, even if the season is canceled this year, I'll be back. I'll be back for one more year. So that's good news for Calgary Stampeder fans. All right. We have this great contest called Community Champions here on 770 CHQR. It's brought to you by Calgary Co-op. Every community has a champion. You know the people I'm talking about. They go above and beyond. They make our city better. We want you to share some of the stories that have gone on during this pandemic. Submit your stories to our website, 770CHQR.ca. It started on Monday morning, where Sue and Andrew in the morning news, they will profile one of these community champions. And then when it's all said and done, we're gonna reward one of our lucky champions with a $350 gift card to Calgary Co-op, delivered directly to their door by the 770 CHQR Community Cruiser that is powered by Bow West Appliances. The Canada Sports Hall of Fame, they will induct 11 new members this year, including a couple of Calgarians like Sheldon Kennedy
and Diane Jones-Konohowski. Now, Diane was born in Vancouver, raised in Saskatchewan, but she lives in our city now, and she's got a really, really interesting story to tell. Remember, she's a two-time Olympian, should have been a three-time Olympian. She was the face of the 1976 Olympics in Montreal. We'll have to ask that story. And she also was part of the boycotted games in 1980. We'll ask that story as well. Diane Jones-Konohowski, right around the corner as Sports Talk with Jock continues. This is Global News Radio, 770 CHQR.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.